The Zika virus is mainly transmitted by the Aedes aegypti mosquito, but Florida Department of Health Secretary Celeste Phillips says there are not well-researched protocols for how to get rid of the mosquito.
It's different than the nuisance mosquitoes that most of us are familiar with in that instead of dusk and dawn, remember that messaging, they're day biters. Instead of being out and about in nature, they like to be in urban areas, close to people, inside homes oftentimes. And so the way that you address, mitigate, and control the Aedes aegypti mosquitoes is very different.
Phillips says one of the focuses in this year's health budget is more funding for epidemiologists who deal with controlling different types of diseases.
As we've learned from our Zika response, as well as in the past few years, there seems to be a new disease du jour that the department is responsible for. We've had Ebola, we've had MERS, which is the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, and have repeatedly had to depend on epidemiologists. And what we find is that we are able to respond very well to whatever that condition is, but some of the daily activities of epidemiologists, then there is a delay in some of that. And so we have now gotten to a point where we believe this is an important investment for the state, for us to have a strong epidemiology workforce.
So far, the state has confirmed about 1,300 Zika cases. That includes cases considered travel-related, locally acquired via Florida mosquitoes, and those involving pregnant women. And Phillips says health officials are already making plans to monitor those mothers and their kids, since Zika is associated with a severe birth defect.
So as we move forward and we continue to work with healthcare professionals to learn more about Zika, to make sure testing is available, that they have the resources that they need, to make sure we're following up those infants over the next few years, if not longer. That will be another important partnership, along with working closely with CDC.
Meanwhile, the health department isn't working on this alone. Since the first report of local Zika transmission, State Department of Economic Opportunity Director Sissy Proctor says her jobs agency focused on assisting and educating the business community. For example, she says DEO officials, along with members of the Small Business Development Center, or the SBDC, went to the Zika hotspots of Wynwood in Miami Beach.
So this was a team on the ground that went around to businesses and knocked on their doors and said, how can we help you? What can we do? The things that they needed were technical assistance. What can we do if people are not coming to our restaurants, to our businesses? And working with the SBDC came up with some creative ideas. For instance, if a company or a restaurant didn't normally cater or didn't normally deliver, then maybe that is something that they would try to see if they could keep income and money coming in the doors, and so they can continue to employ the folks in their restaurants or in their business.
As for the state's tourism industry, Zika still hasn't had a big impact. Proctor says that's according to her partner agency, Visit Florida.
So Visit Florida began a tracking survey to determine the impacts of Zika on people's perceptions. So to date, we have 20 weeks of survey information that has been collected. What we know is that we have heard from tourism leaders and anecdotally, as well as I'm sure you all have seen in the news, that there were cancellations. But the survey results showed that even with increased news, that there were not a significant number of cancellations. So what we heard was, yes, we have heard the news. Yes, we are concerned, but no, we are not canceling our vacation.
In fact, Proctor points out Florida hit record-setting tourism numbers in the third quarter of 2016, despite concerns over Zika. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.